producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Up on InfoWars.com, the ISIS Bucket Obama Challenge. And we have another video. Man dressed as ISIS jihadi crosses border, simulates beheading in a major city. Just to illustrate the border's wide open. But then they've got the TSA groping everybody. The war on terror is a hoax and a fraud. This is meant to expose the hoax, not bolster it. I'm like the progenitor of exposing the war on terror as a hoax day one, not bragging the granddaddy of it. So fools out there going, hey, Al-Qaeda works for the globalists. Yeah, I know, but it's like turning starving pit bulls loose on a bloody child. Just because you run the dogs doesn't mean they're not real. Trying to explain that. It's a globalist destabilization force so people can't live on their own, so they beg for centralized government. Problem, reaction, solution. They try to create anarchy, so you beg for the state. Instead of letting natural anarchy through free association grow. Now, Julia, other points that are important to make here. Where do you, how do you see them striking back? And how do you see Bitcoin making the old system obsolete? Because some could argue that they know the old system's going down, SDR is going to be fiat, that they actually might be behind Bitcoin because they want it to be the new system.
Yeah, I just don't buy it because, you know, it's incredibly difficult. You can't control it. You can't really, it's difficult to censor. And just like imagine doing an audit on Bitcoin. It's very, very difficult, much more difficult than the systems we have in place right now. What they would like is just a pure cashless society where we use credit cards for everything and government issued cards. Bitcoin is outside of that system. So I don't think it's favorable for that kind of, I don't think it fits into that conspiracy theory at all. But regarding the regulation,
I agree with you. I don't think they're behind it. And the fact that its first message was against the banker bailout when it showed up 4 or 5 years ago, I think it's some type of super smart insider who's protesting the whole system.
Yeah, it's, I mean, to say that it's the government conspiracy, I think it's giving governments way too much credibility. I just don't believe it. I think it's an individual or small group of individuals that are innovative and have had a freedom in their intention. And so let's talk about deregulation, because this is a big deal right now. The New York State Department of Financial Services and Superintendent Ben Lasky, they've proposed a BIT license for the state of New York. And it's incredibly overreaching, and it stifles innovation, and I like to call it the ban on human interaction, because it defines cryptocurrency very broadly, and it states things like all the companies have to have fingerprints of all of their employees, background checks of people who are using their services. You have to be like, your information has to be submitted if you make a transaction that's more than $3,000. It's really, really, really insane. And all the companies are actually leaving the state because they can't afford. You have to hire like 3 different regulation officers, compliance officers. So little companies are actually going to be destroyed if they do choose to stay in New York. And this is what happened in England with the automobile regulations. Guess what? America won the automobile race easily because they were so heavily regulated that nobody could do anything. And it's so overreaching that now if anybody wants to transact with a company that is located in New York, they have to fall under those regulations too. So companies are going to have to deny, companies outside of New York are going to actually deny customers that live in New York.
And then people will flee California and New York, come to Texas and act just the same way and ruin it again, not smart enough to know that they shouldn't crap in their own house.
Exactly, Alex. And they actually, I have a good friend who was, who's been in the headlines in the Bitcoin community quite a bit. And he had a business, and he's going to be moving to Austin, most likely.
Awesome. Well, we got to get you in studio. Julia Turiansky, thank you so much for spending time with us. The website is bravetheworld.com. Julia Turiansky.
At Brave the World.
All right, absolutely. BraveTheWorld.com. Thank you so much. All right, we'll be back with the top NSA whistleblower. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Live. Thank you so much for joining us in this third hour of this Friday edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. I'll be back this Sunday live in studio with the Sunday edition, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as well. InfoWars Nightly News is tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Well, a few months ago, it made big news across the world. Here was the headline. The ultimate goal of the NSA is total population control. That's William Edward Binney. He's the former technical leader for intelligence with the NSA. That's at the very top of it. Before becoming a whistleblower in late 2001, After more than 30 years with the agency, Benny has been described as one of the best analysts and code breakers in NSA history. Benny continues to speak out about the NSA's data collection policies and continues interviews in the media. And, again, it's amazing that he's so high level and has the courage to speak out despite their attempts to silence him. ExposeFacts.org has some of his information there. I wanted to get him on the last few weeks. We're able to get him today because of headlines like this. Snowden, there's a holy S-word smoking gun revelation coming. Whistleblower says government believes he has information that would be the death of them all politically. Well, then please release it because we've got a bunch of totalitarians running things. And he told Wired Magazine that. William Benny just came out with a group that I know is associated with people high up in the government and top analysts like Ray McGovern, ex-NSA director, U.S. intelligence veterans write open letter to Merkel to avoid all-out Ukraine war. Now the former ambassador to Russia has gone public saying the West is starting the war and has destabilized Ukraine. That's just the truth. So I'm going to get William Benning's breakdown on that. Also, I want to talk to him about parallel construction where other agencies like the DEA are using NSA data totally illegally, and then creating fake court cases so the courts don't know where they got the data. This is just beyond 1984. So that's some of what we'll talk about in the next hour. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we've got your questions that you're tweeting to Real Alex Jones. We put a hashtag out there so you can tweet your questions to William Benny. We'll also take a few phone calls, specific questions for him. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Specific questions for William Benny. Mr. Benny, you heard me throw out that grouping of questions. Would you like to answer one of those first, or what do you think is most important that's currently happening right now?
Well, to me, what NSA, all the data NSA is collecting and being used by the police forces is really the most threatening situation to our constitutional republic since the Civil War. So to me, that's the most important thing because it affects everything we do. It involves everything that everybody in the country is doing. So, I mean, that's contrary to the founding documents of this nation.
Well, you're absolutely right. Last year, we were given secret documents from Homeland Security sources in Seattle. They were putting up their own cell towers, letting the local police even have access to it, grabbing everyone's data. Now I see headlines in CBS News, you name it, going, no one knows what the mystery cell towers are, but it's not the government because it's illegal to do that. I mean, we know what's going on. Can you speak to that?
Well, I think that is gathering information on movement of individuals. I mean, that's how you can track people moving around by acting, basically putting up false towers and getting everybody to ping off your tower. That way you know they're in the area. And you can monitor who they are and map them over time by the machine access codes that they have and the phone numbers and things. So it's not a matter of it's not a matter of them guessing anymore. They just track everybody, and it would be a simple problem to align them, you know, with a program, compile them and track everybody individually, and all you have to do is point to them and say, where have you been for the last month or two, and you can see what you've been doing.
That's right. It's so good to talk to somebody that knows all of this and knows more than I even know, because I mean, I look at what's open source public every day. A decade ago, the British put these up in London as a beta test, as you know. They also did it in Berlin. They tracked everybody in real time for years. It's totally illegal. Now they're building this grid at billions of dollars of expense for their own internal communication system as well, cameras, microphones, lifetime tracking of the cell phones. And then when the public says, what are these? They go, gee, we don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, if you believe that, I have a bridge to sell you.
Exactly. Crazy. Wow. Tell folks what parallel construction is, and why did you, I mean, obviously you can't talk about a lot of it, but why did you leave the NSA when you were one of the top people, one of the directors of it?
Well, I left in October of 2001 because they started spying on everybody and assembling information on everyone in the United States, and it went first with phone numbers and then went into the Internet later on and very shortly thereafter. So it was very clear to me that they were pulling together all this knowledge. It was like a super Stasi state, basically. So NSA was becoming the new Stasi agency, you know. That's their new term, I guess. Never Say Anything is now the new Stasi agency, because even though their people are not necessarily using, they're assembling and making possible all this information and making it available to all the policing agencies of the federal government, that they in turn make it accessible to the local and state police. So it's really becoming a police state. That's exactly what East Germany was with the Stasi. And it was the primary reason why they did. That's why I left. So, I mean, that was the main reason I left, because I could see this coming. And parallel construction is the use of is how the police forces, federal, state, and local, use the NSA collected information, which fundamentally is not acquired with a warrant, and so therefore it is all inadmissible directly and inadmissible in a court of law. And so, therefore, what they do is they have to, whenever they find something through the NSA data, they direct local police force to arrest them and say, now you do a parallel construction by using what you would consider normal policing techniques and like requesting things with warrants and things like that. And you assemble that data, and then you use that data to substitute for the NSA data that was originally used to arrest them. And you substitute the parallel constructed data in the courtroom. Which I've called perjury. They're lying to the courts, and they're subverting our entire judicial process. And that's what happens when you allow this kind of assembly of information that's so much power. It's like J. Edgar Hoover on super steroids. So, this is not compatible with any form of democracy at all.
And whether it's Republican or Democratic administrations, Nixon or Obama, they all end up using the IRS, you name it, to persecute political enemies. Imagine what Hitler would have done with systems like this. These systems historically always end up getting abused. If you're just joining us, the former director of technical intelligence with the NSA, I've heard it described as one of the top four jobs there. So one of the heads of the NSA, William Edward Binney, is on with us right now. And I mean, a much bigger whistleblower, you could say, even though he hasn't released a lot of secret info, than Snowden. And so the media has somewhat tried to ignore him, but he's so big they can't. Without getting into anything that was classified, but we are dealing with open totalitarianism, so it's almost treason for any of us, even if something's classified, to not talk about it. I mean, what was it like to be in there? I mean, do they come in and say, okay, we're going to flip on all the switches and spy on everything now and focus on U.S. citizens and politicians? I mean, can you tell us, was there a moment or was it a process when you're there heading up, the NSA, and who comes into you? Was it the Director of National Intelligence? Who was it? Was it the President? Okay, we're now going to totally break the law and spy on everyone, and then you say, I'm out of here? How did that happen?
Actually, I was not supposed to know about this program at all, because I told them that I was going to leave in early 2002. So I was not supposed to know about what they were doing. But the problem with that was that they had to use the programs that we had developed there under that I had helped form within the SIGINT Automation Research Center, which is my laboratory at the time. So they had to use those programs, which meant they had to use the computer programmers that had developed it for me to install it in another place and get it up and running, because they were the only ones who knew how to make the code, set it up, make it running, and get data flowing in and working. So when they did that, they kept it all very secret, even inside NSA. And the reason, of course, was because it was an impeachable act. I mean, after all, spying on the U.S. citizens was a violation of the FISA laws. They were keeping the courts out of it. They only informed four people in Congress, the chair and ranking members of the House and Senate. Senate Intelligence Committee, one of which was Nancy Pelosi, and that's why she later on said that the impeaching George Bush is off the table, because she had agreed to these programs from the beginning. So they were keeping it very secret, even from Congress. They didn't want any opposition, because when that basically was the Total Information Awareness Program that was started in 2001.
Admiral Poindexter.
And if you remember, Admiral Poindexter came out in, I think it was 2003, advocating a TIA program, Total Information Awareness Program. And that's when everybody came down on it and terminated, and that's what Congress's reaction. So when they saw that reaction, they continued to see that they were, from their perspective, they were making the right decision by keeping it secret. It's just like their secret agreement to their secret interpretation of Section 215 of the Patriot Act. The fellow who wrote the Patriot Act, Representative Sensenbrenner, has already gone publicly and said that he never intended them to be able to do what they are doing, this bulk acquisition of information by using that Patriot Act. Well, that's violating the intent of Congress, and yet they're still doing that, and they're not spelling out, they're afraid to spell out to the American people exactly what they're doing and what their interpretation is of these laws that allows them to do it. They simply are assuming that if the Congress keeps passing these laws, then that's tacit agreement with what their secret interpretation is. And they're never really, they don't have the guts to come out and tell the American people out in the open what they're doing. So that's the real problem.
Well, you're right. That was a major, as I was on air at the time, when Poindexter wrote the op-ed for the New York Times called Total Information Awareness, he said, your credit card, what you eat, where you go, everything you do, when you go to school, everything will be tracked in live time or the terrorists will kill you. People went, whoa, this is 1984, and you want private companies to run this? No way. So there was a backlash, so they tried to openly sell that when it blew up in their face. You know, as you said, they just went forward with it. But the biggest thing for me here is it's come out in England, as you know, that they've got the same system, and they use it against the parliament. The bureaucracy does. I mean, this is being used. This is not to stop Al-Qaeda or ISIS. This is pointed directly to American people. And now we've gone from it being secret to it being public, and then nothing's being done. I mean, where do you see this going?
Yeah, well, I see this as a very sad state of affairs. This is not the America I grew up in. I tell you, I could never understand why people would tolerate this kind of stuff. I've been advocating if these bozos keep reinforcing by passing the same laws over and over again that we, the people, should fire them, get them out of office because they're incompetent and they're not living up to their oath of office. We need to get rid of them. I mean, it doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican. The party has nothing to do with it. It has to do with whether or not you subscribe to the foundations of this country.
Well, I remember a listener sent me the link to thomas.loc.gov in 1998 and said, look at this. He was an engineer. Engineers would feed me info. I mean, I had engineers that told me they had big hubs and all the telecoms listening to everything. They would bring me diagrams. I had no idea what it meant and stick it in shredder machines because I'm no engineer, but I've been exposing this since day one, having other whistleblowers on. But I remember seeing this information and finding it so hard to believe, but reporting on it, and now it's just out in the open. And I remember being sent documents that they had done a grant for Austin to put up 1,000-plus hidden microphones to listen to people, and they even had an algorithm program running locally that the feds had paid for that was NSA technology that you and others developed, I'm sure, that was keyword. And it was all there in the federal grant, just admission of microphones, key logging or word logging, whatever you call it. And I went on air and covered it, and people couldn't believe it. Then a week later, the local paper ran a big story whitewashing it, going, no, it's gunshot detector microphones. But the grant said it was microphones to listen to people. And then now, this year, they announced nationwide they're putting microphones in, hidden in street sculptures. And it's in the Chicago Tribune, but they don't call it microphones. They go, the data clusters pick up wireless, environmental hazards, and listen to audio for signs of trouble. So it's just this mainlining of a 1984. Mr. Benny is a former director of one of the major areas of the NSA. I mean, microphones hidden is 1984, is it not?
Yes, I mean, of course, it's not just the microphones with the audio and looking at the video, for example, those things, but it's also all the electronic backgrounds that goes with it. Anything you're carrying with you, like a cell phone or any kind of transaction used with any kind of document, like your credit card transactions and all those kinds of things are all assembled, and that all becomes a profile, basically, of you. And by the way, they keep saying, well, we don't build profiles of people. No, they don't. The software does that. I mean, once you put the data in the base, it builds relationships, and that, in fact, is the profile. So anytime they want to look at you, all they have to do is point at you and say, give me his profile, and you get it. So it's not a matter of them not having it. They have the profile on everybody, and it's not done by people. That's another word game they play. They play all kinds of word games with people. You know, it's like we don't consider anything collected unless a person looks at it. Well, that doesn't stop them from collecting everything about everybody in the country. And that's what they're doing. And they're doing it through a program called Fairview, which is the main input program they have. If you go on the web and do a Google on Fairview, you know, and NSA, you'll get the slides that'll show you all. There's like 80 to 100 tap points inside the continental United States, the lower 48 states, that show where they're tapping and collecting information off the fiber optic network.
And that was being put in, from what I was told and shown by engineers and later confirmed, at the telecom hubs all over the country at taxpayer expense, whole floors and whole rooms of cable companies, of AT&T, you name it, with all the data passing through it. Just outrageous. And then Bush walking around on TV in 2006 saying, oh, we don't listen to anybody in America, and playing the word game that the computers do, when they can go open your profile up and see the whole menu of everything you do laid out, what movies you see, what books you read, all your emails. Google admits they open your emails and read it. Sir, what do you make of Amazon and Google and Microsoft and Apple and all of their admissions that they are data mining and using and selling the data? I mean, it's not just the NSA.
Well, I mean, I look at that also as the same as it's not as bad as the government, because they can't come arrest you or do violent things
sure.
to you. But I mean, it's still a fundamental violation of privacy rights of individuals. I mean, and that's against, I believe, the Electronic Privacy Acts, Electronic Security Acts, and all that stuff that all were existing laws to try to give privacy to people in their electronic age. So, I mean, it's fundamentally, I don't think they should be allowed or permitted to do that either.
I totally agree with you. And expanding on that, what do you make of Kate Upton and all these stars with sex tapes and naked photos that they thought it was safe to send sex videos around or naked photos on an Apple cloud? What do you make of this whole cloud revolution?
Well, it's just access to more. It's just another means of accessing more data about individuals. I mean, anybody who puts information out there should assume that it's being scarfed up by the NSA and then made available to the FBI and DEA and other government agencies.
Are our courts fundamentally now completely bankrupt if for a decade they've been or more creating fake cases with data they stole and then they lie and perjure to the court? I mean, that sounds like most of these convictions should be overturned.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and even the Solicitor General had to lie to the Supreme Court to get the case, Amnesty International versus Clapper thrown out. And that was, again, challenging the issue of NSA collecting all this data without a warrant. And the Solicitor General lied to the court, saying that anybody where this data was used against them, either in a court or wherever, they would be told. And that was simply a lie. And so now they're trying to scramble to figure out what to do about that, all the past thousands of cases that they've done this way. I think they're going to write those off and say, well, that's just collateral damage. You know, well, that shouldn't be. I mean, it's a violation of the Constitution, the foundation of this country. If our government wants to do that, if they want to violate our Constitution or change it, there's a process to do that, and they should follow that process. Create an amendment, get it past Congress, send it around to the states to ratify. I mean, that's the procedure we're supposed to do. But our government, government is taking a totally different, very, very ugly path.
A totalitarian revolution is really what it is. William Edward Benny is our guest. I'm going to come back and ask him about that famous statement of Clapper, the director of intelligence to Congress, saying we don't spy on Americans, we don't collect any data. That's like saying the sun didn't come up. I mean, it's just they're bad guys. I mean, that's what they are. They're villains. It's not being done to protect us. ExposedFacts.org, William Benny, straight ahead, your calls and more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I've been on air 20 years. It'll be 20 years in about a month. And by 1996, as a libertarian promoting liberty, I was had police chiefs contacting me in major cities, emergency managers, engineers, who were aware of all this stuff going into place behind the scenes. And I would go on air and talk about it, so I would get sent more data. Then I got syndicated. That's the reason I realized how much trouble we were in before a lot of other folks, was because a lot of people out there in the system who knew more than I did were basically using me as a conduit to get stuff out of the public. So I can't take credit for being light years ahead of everybody else. But now we don't have an excuse. This stuff is out in the open thanks to heroes like William Edward Benny, who could make a lot of money working for the private contractors and the big companies that are making tens of billions of dollars a year milking this. 800,000 people, the Washington Post reported last year, 840-something thousand, have access to all this spy data. And I'm no engineer, but I am a geopolitical researcher. It just sounds like insider trading, people harassing friends and family. It sounds like a way to corner markets. It sounds like a way for real terrorists or criminals to know if the good guys are after them. It just sounds like a devil's workshop on steroids with the helping of PCP to have 800,000 contractors in this. And now we know the NSA has used this stuff in other agencies. Because remember, this is given to dozens of other agencies, federal and state, to then just go out and look, harass their wives, their husbands, their neighbors, their competition, to plant stuff under sneak and peek and the Patriot Act on computers. I mean, it's just a Pandora's box of making us insecure and destroying our free market. Again, I'm not some 200 IQ super brain like William Binney, who headed up their major technical department and director of technical intelligence. I mean, that's the actual, to use a Starship Trooper analogy, brain bug. Okay, but just at my gut level gestalt, sir, did I hit on anything that is important, what I just said?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the whole point is that this is drifting toward a government, a central government that's like J. Edgar Hoover on super steroids. They have the knowledge and background of virtually everybody in the country, and that gives them a basis for blackmail and influence peddling. So that's the way they can get things done, you know, leverage against individuals and make sure that, like, for example, when Nancy Pelosi said impeaching George Bush is off the table, the leverage he had was she was a part of these programs, so she'd have to impeach herself.
No, they get everybody to be part of it, including local police, and now they're all part of the cult.
Exactly, and now they all have to defend themselves. Otherwise, they all fall.
That's how Julius Caesar took over Rome. I mean, this has been a... Sir, is this not an orchestrated diabolical plan, then?
It sure seems that way. At least it's being done, and the administrations as they come in keep perpetuating it. Well, I mean, from Russ Tice, who was a former also an NSA whistleblower, he has been saying that for a long time that they've been transcribing phone calls and conversations and emails of U.S. representatives and senators and judges in the federal courts as well as the Supreme Court.
Well, that's now come out. The CIA is spying on the Senate.
Yep, and this is just CIA. NSA is much more powerful at that. So that just means that they're assembling all that blackmail information for leverage.
Gosh, and correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't having 800,000 contractors, just contractors, hooked into this, that, I mean, if I wanted to bring down a government or a country, I would let 800,000 people have access to this panopticon-type system because it would then leak everywhere, and then the country would be insecure. I mean, this sounds like the opposite of what I would want to do if I wanted to have a secure, safe country.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. I mean, I objected to this in the late 90s when they first started doing this outsourcing to contractors. I was objecting to it then because I didn't think it was a smart idea to do that, just under the principle of out exporting, giving away your trade secrets as a business to companies. And that's fundamentally what it is. It's you're giving away the trade secrets, how you acquire data, how you look at data, that kind of thing. And that's exposed to all these contractors.
And imagine how easy it is for foreign states and foreign corporations to then penetrate and compromise the contractors.
Yeah, that's right. That's happened any number of times down through history. I mean, that is a kind of a weakness that, I mean, they could even hire the contractors too. You know, later on, after their contracts were done with NSA, they could hire them as contractors over their way too. Although, you know, they do have a non-disclosure agreement that says they won't disclose anything they've discussed. I mean, they take with them the knowledge of what they experienced while they were there, and they can apply that knowledge and techniques to other things without actually compromising what they were doing at NSA.
Incredible.
But effectively, it means the same thing. I mean, you're still giving that expertise away.
It's amazing to get your insight here on air. William Benny is our guest. I want to go to some phone calls, 800-259-9231, specifically questions for the highest level NSA whistleblower of all time. He was in the top four position there. Some say even the number three position, the director, the technical leader for intelligence with the NSA. I have a whole bunch of Twitter questions from Real Alex Jones here for you, sir. But first off, anything else you'd like to add before we go to these calls?
I just think we as a country and we as a people need to decide whether or not we're going to continue to tolerate this. I don't think we should. I mean, this is not consistent with our foundation, our founding principles. We need to make this a major issue in the upcoming election in November. And when the politicians come around to solicit your votes and talk to you and all, you should raise these issues with them and say, look, if you don't start facing up and starting to live and protect and defend the Constitution, we are going to fire you. And we need to pass that message to them very strongly. Otherwise, they're going to sit there and drift along and do whatever they want to do. You have to threaten them with their job. That's the only thing that will make them do anything. That's what I think we need to do. I mean, I don't see any other way out of this.
Sure. I totally agree with your statement there. R.C. Patterson asked on Twitter, he says, Mr. Benny, any advice on how to mess or scramble the profile data with NSA is doing on us, i.e. web credit, purchase, et cetera? I would just say everyone always thinks about how to get around it. How about we politically change it and stop the whole thing that's wrong? But until we get there, what would you do to protect your private information?
Actually, I do absolutely nothing. And the reason is because there's virtually – I'm a target, and so there's virtually nothing I could do anyway. So anything they wanted to get from me, they could actively attack my computer to get it or doing other sneak and peek kind of invasions of my house like the FBI normally does. They do sneak and peeks to implant things in the house to listen to you and all that kind of stuff. So I know I'm a target, so therefore I don't really try to do anything at all. In fact, I don't want to because I want them to know everything I'm saying about them.
I'm the same way. I have the exact same policy.
Yeah. Well, I really don't know what anybody could individually do. I mean, I wouldn't... As long as you don't become visible to them for some reason or other, they won't target you. I don't think they'll look at your profile. But if you do something that they irritate them, why, they'll call up your profile and start looking at you, though. So and I'm not sure, really. I mean, you could try to use Tor. Tor is an annoyance to them. That's it helps anonymize what you're doing on the web. That is some impediment. It causes them some difficulty. If they target you, of course, they can go around that. So
one way to do it is jamming it with disinformation, garbage, just creating totally random profiles, just doing weird things. That'll create kind of plaques of clouds that will, I think, alter the profile. But I'd say let it. Look, it's criminal. It's illegal. And have the profile full of stuff exposing them so they're aware with their sample rate just how many people are awake to them.
Yeah, that's what I try to do. I make sure anything I say, if I refer to them, I refer to them in a way that makes it perfectly clear what I think of them.
Well, it's organized crime in a revolution against our civilization. I mean, do you agree with that statement? They have organized in a racketeering operation to openly violate everyone's rights en masse, lie about it, get caught, and keep lying.
Well, that certainly is an analogy that would work. I mean, I don't think they've taken the final step. Like, they haven't gotten what the Stasi does, like incarcerate you. But they discredit you and kind of try to embarrass you and get you out of the way. They just don't put you in the gulag or something, you know. That step has not been taken yet.
Well,
I mean, that
they're starting to try.
Yeah, that doesn't mean it can't be.
Absolutely. Look at Dinesh D'Souza and his film.
Yeah.
Let's go to a phone call. Again, William Benny, who is a real hero, is our guest. Catherine has a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, I do. I have a question for Mr. Benny. I'm from Canada, which is not from USA, but, like, politically speaking, I'm scared that Russia's going to, like, trench over the border. There's no oceans. There's no nothing to stop them. What are we, like, should we be should we be worried in Canada about Russia, like, marching over the Arctic?
Mr. Benny, you have had some things to say recently about the Russia situation. Russia is saying that they may take part of the Arctic that borders them. I don't see Russia in an offensive mode right now, but maybe you can correct me.
No, I don't. But this is also one of my very... I'm actually an NSA advocate, okay? But I'm an advocate in the form of doing the right thing. Now, what's happened is when they went to this bulk acquisition of data that's diverted the effort and intensity and investigation into areas that aren't relevant to anything that's important, and that takes away from other areas, like being able to watch the militaries of the Russians or any other country, and that reduces the capacity to do intelligence and to acquire and smartly assemble intelligence about those targets. So that's hurting our ability to understand what they're doing or what they're intending to do.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier, just as a layperson. When you're spying on 320 million Americans, how on earth could you be watching the Russians?
That's the point. But actually, it's even worse than that, though. It's probably on the order of somewhere between 3 and 4.5 billion people around the world.
Sure.
300 plus million U.S. citizens, but the rest of the people in the world, too. That's really the thing that's destroying the capacity. I mean, you need to have a rich environment of information that's relevant to assess something that's ongoing or that's impending. And if you don't have that, it becomes very difficult to succeed.
Which is what the globalists want. This is a sabotage plan against this country, in my view. Let's talk to David from Florida. Go ahead. You're on the air. Question for William Benny.
Hey, Mr. Benny, Mr. Jones, I really appreciate you immensely for your contributions to our society. I just wanted to mention that we've got Russia and the West, you know, really intensifying in Arkhangelsk, where they put together a large part of their revenue to develop the largest world's oil platform to go into the Bering Sea and the Antarctic. And let's face it, the Antarctic has the largest troves of oil and gas, you know, on the planet. And we've got to back up a little bit because we know that Hitler and the whole World War II was put together in a deal because it was all CIA-based, and we put all
I understand, but specifically, what is your question for the guest?
My question is this. We put together all of those Nazis into a place called Little America 4 in Antarctic, and I just want to know what you think the outcome is going to be, because the end game, I think, is actually that the Russians, when the end game comes, they're going for Antarctica. Because
they said they're getting ready to go for it. I got to go. There's a limited time. These are specific questions for Mr. Benny. You did join the intelligence professionals earlier last week. I know I'm looking for the article, and basically came out and said that ex-NSA director, U.S. intelligence veterans, write open letter to Merkel to avoid all-out Ukraine war. What is your take on Ukraine and Russia, sir?
It looks like the Russians are playing a saber-rattling game. It's not really an invasion. I mean, if you had an invasion like I was involved in and analyzing all the invasion of Czechoslovakia and Afghanistan, if you're preparing to have an invasion or you're going to have something, then you've got to be there with a lot, in the case of Ukraine anyway, with a lot more in terms of capabilities, in terms of personnel and equipment. I mean, you can't just do it with a few tens of thousands they have. So the point is, it's not really an invasion. What they're doing is playing games along the border and saber rattling. Now, the point is, I tend to agree with the president here that this needs to be solved diplomatically. And I believe that that's the correct route rather than try to go to confrontation. I mean, I don't think the Russians feel very threatened by the expansion of NATO.
No kidding.
And I would say, well, okay, fine. If you look at it from their perspective, they have some concern. Well, okay, why don't we invite them into NATO? Why don't we get all of us together in a mutual defense treaty?
Instead of always fighting with each other. Well,
instead of fighting with each other and looking and acting like they are really a threat, why don't we include them instead of excluding them?
Here's another question from Mike Hedgeroom on Twitter. He wants to ask you, Mr. Benny, has the NSA managed to break SSL? What is your preferred encryption algorithm?
I don't believe any... any commercially available encryption system is necessarily safe.
Of course, yeah.
Simply because of the back doors and the weakening that the NSA has done through a Bull Run program that's been part of the Snowden exposure. They had the Bull Run program to weaken all the encryption systems. That simply meant to give them weaknesses in the keys or in the way keys are generated.
Well, don't they
used.
Get pressure of the developers to give them back doors?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. And that's how they get it. And my point is that you can take some very simple, you could use whatever is commercially available as a kind of a community cipher that you could use. But underneath that, you have to come up with some variation of your own. So that when they go through assuming that they have the right keys and everything, when they're breaking all these things, they end up with a mess.
Wow.
So that it's basically layers of complexity is what I'm. And one of those layers can be a very simple thing, like you simply take the binary stream of a text that you're trying to encrypt and just transpose the bits in a pattern. And that destroys the integrity of the text. So that even if they have the correct key coming through the different layers of encryption for you, they still end up with that transposed mess, and they can't recognize it. So that's one way of that I had proposed of defeating bulk or the brute force attack on a system, just assuming a whole trillions of keys and going through keys and trying them to see if you get any partial text. Well, in that case, if you do that bit transposition, that destroys the integrity so that any partial text you would get under any key assumption under that brute force attack would be absolutely wrong.
Amazing. Stay there. This is incredible. We have more questions straight ahead. How secure is Black Phone and more? Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
All right, final segment in the full broadcast. Mr. Benny's agreed to do 5 more minutes with us into overdrive to finish these phone calls. Tyler, Lance, Melissa, C. Lee, and others that are holding. I got a bunch of questions that have come in at Real Alex Jones on Twitter, but look at this CNET news headline. Robot couch can drive you to the fridge and back, as if this country isn't already obese enough. Next, they're going to have toilets in the couch, like Idiocracy. People need to really wake up and stop just going along to get along. And just because the majority of folks want to be decadent slobs doesn't mean the rest of us have to be slaves to this. William Benny, top NSA whistleblower, is our guest. Truth, Justice, Liberty on Twitter, handle Occupy Earth Now, says, do you know anything about Israel having direct access to NSA data? I know some of the phone company caller ID systems do go back to Israel, and then that goes back to the infiltration via contractors by other governments. William Benny?
There are, of course, the international relationships, and, of course, that's been published again by the Snowden material that they have relationships with Israel. But in general, any exchange of information between any of those parties is done separately. No one has free access to one another's database, but those things are held kind of privately. If they want to share something, they put it off on a separate data set so that they can access that. So it's not, they don't have direct access.
Sure. We just saw the hack of the Apple Cloud. I wonder if there's been hacks of the CIA or NSA that we don't know about.
Well, supposedly they have a closed network. You know, that's what NSA claims they have, and I think for the most part they do. But you know, it's really, I mean, how many things are certain in this life? You know, that's the problem. They have very bad documentation of their network. In other words, that one of the main things you have to do to ensure cybersecurity is you've got to have good documentation of your network. And that will tell you how people could access any of your components inside your system. And then you need to define what you want to protect, and then you surround and build within your system a protection system, you know, covering that. But those are two things that most NSA agencies in the U.S. government do not have. They don't have a good set of documentation on their network.
Sure, plus
so
a lot of the
really
chips.
Don't know.
Sorry, go ahead.
But I mean, They have designed it that they wanted it closed. Now, whether it effectively is another question, okay?
Absolutely.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
I can't really say for sure what is and what isn't there.
Tyler in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey there, gentlemen. I had a question for Mr. Benny, and obviously I have probably a million questions I could talk to.
That's just fine. Go ahead and throw your question out.
Most important thing with the anniversary coming up of 9/11. I think that we need to look into what's going on with the continuity of government. And I'd like to know Mr. Benny's opinion. Yes.
Sure. What about coup d'etat by COG, kind of a reverse Valkyrie? We know that FEMA and others have basically set up their own governing system in the name of COG, but then that can be used to have a coup against the people.
Well, I, of course, would certainly not hope that that would never happen. I mean, you have to do, of course, you have to have ways and means of protecting yourself. That's for sure. I mean, and I believe that the Congress has a police force that guards them, which in case of CIA, if they really wanted to do something that I don't think would be effectively an effective deterrent. But most of the people I know in CIA or any of these other organizations, at least the people at the working level, would never tolerate any kind of move like that. I mean, these people are really, most of them are very dedicated, honest, patriotic people. They would never do that.
Exactly.
Like that.
They're compartmentalized, though.
Yeah. It's the management of these agencies is a real problem.
Absolutely. How do we deal with that? We're going to come back in 1 minute and over.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.